And now Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Jeanette Sadler-Taylor talks about flowers.
Lucky me! My daughter-in-law and son sent me flowers. Here's how that came about and what it meant for the rest of my life. The phone rang while I was sitting in the bathtub. When I answered, yes, I slopped out and grabbed the phone, a voice said, "Where are you?" "I'm at home," I answered, too surprised by the abrupt query to ask in return, "Who wants to know and why?" "Well then, why didn't you answer the door?" the caller, a woman, demanded indignantly. "I have flowers for you." "Well, I was in the bathtub and I didn't hear anyone at the door," I replied, so brightening at the thought of flowers that I mustered civility instead of the usual snarkiness I might have displayed when being dragged out of the bathtub by a gruff, overly inquisitive caller. "I'll grab a robe and come to the door if you'll try again." "Okay, I'm just down the street." Covering myself and padding to the door, I opened it, looked out, and saw no one on the entire block. Thinking this all to be very odd, I looked at the caller ID on the phone and noticed an unfamiliar area code. Punching redial, I announced that I was now at the door, but saw no one. It was my turn to wonder, "Where are you?" Turned out that the floral delivery was happening in New Jersey, and I was in South Bend. That door wasn't going to be answered by me anytime soon. Having sorted out our locations, I was able to direct her to my husband Larry's office in New Jersey. He and I were in the process of relocating to there for a season, he already being there, I doing some last-minute preparations in Indiana. By the time I arrived in New Jersey, the flowers still looked pretty good, and with trimming and culling remained so for a few more happy-making days. Admittedly, I do have a bit of the Miss Havisham syndrome. I hang on to fresh blooms a bit longer than maybe I should, and try to maintain them until every drop of life has been extracted. My New Jersey life had gotten off to such a happy start, thanks to the fresh flowers, I decided to treat myself to fresh flowers for the duration of the stay. Say what you will about New Jersey, and it does have its less than delightful aspects. There's a reason it's called the Garden State. Fresh flowers were abundant and inexpensive at the market. South Bend Metropolitan Statistical Area flower sellers, take heed. Ranunculus is a wonderful flower. Its rose-like appearance, longevity as a cut flower, and variety of colors makes it very desirable. It will be a joy to see some come to this area for sale. Fresh flowers have saved me a lot of money in psychiatrist charges, was Suzanne's sage comment when I was telling her of my floral-strewn New Jersey sojourn. Thinking about it, that seemed like a very sensible assessment. So even though no longer in the Garden State, I've made it one of my missions to continue the practice of having fresh flowers on my table year-round. Now, in high summer, that's no problem. This season is fresh flower hog heaven. Years of coveting specimens in the gardens of others, as well as in garden catalogs, have left me with a garden where I can go out with my basket and gather a bunch for a spirit-boosting bonanza. Since I'm from the wild, unfussy, non-arrangement school of floral arrangement, the fact that there are blossoms in king purple, shroud purple, Easter egg purple, white, butter yellow, sunshine yellow, shocking pink, blushing pink, and go-to-hell red, with dashes of green shades tucked in, fits my need abundantly. Think a bit about distribution of height and color with a little balance but not symmetry. Flop them into a pitcher or a vase or an interesting bottle, and there's instant therapy. Admittedly, this practice is a bit more of a challenge in midwinter, but holly and ivy and things from flower cellars can fill the void. Sometimes just one perfect bloom is enough to do the trick. Flowers from the kids, delivered four states away, a life-changing experience. For Michiana Chronicles, this is Jeanette Sadler-Taylor.
This used to be real estate, now it's only fields and trees. Where is the time now?
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles, a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.